Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
This is the tough part of the business side of competitive eating, which I never thought I would be saying on any type of radio.
Innovator.
Joey Jaws is the GOAT when it comes to competitive eating. Now you get to see who's the next person up.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
If you are interested, the sports book says Jeffrey Esper is the one.
Espy! Old Esper is going to wolf down some dogs.
Last year he ate 49 hot dogs. I'm trying to remember how many Jaws has eaten in his peak. 70-something?
Yeah, 60s. You're looking at a 20-dog split.
It's time for Tausch. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
WTMJ Forecast was brought to you by Dave Dray Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition. And Mr. Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Kohler Services.
So we're in that week or 2 weeks, and actually it's going to be for a good several months now, where there's going to be a lot of 30th anniversaries when it comes to the O.J. Simpson stuff. So last week, there was a 30th anniversary since Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman were murdered. Today is the anniversary of the actual arrest. So following the slow speed white Bronco chase, OJ was arrested 30 years ago today. And we brought this up last week, but we didn't get to talk to it with Tausch or you, Vince. If you were to ask Tausch, who would you say, Tausch, if you were to ask or be asked who the OJ Simpson of the newest generation, like who's this year's or this generation's OJ Simpson, meaning high profile, been in the news a lot, maybe for multiple things, whether it's sports and Hollywood or whatever, and has been in court.
Took a bad turn.
Yes. Who would it be?
I think the easy answer to this, and it's fun because I'm talking to my 13-year-old, and we were just discussing it, and he was kind of wondering, well, what exactly did OJ do? And it's just kind of interesting to kind of see how when time passes, you know, things can sometimes you don't recall or see. Aaron Hernandez, for me, is the answer, and I think it's just from a football standpoint. I think O.J. obviously was a much bigger star than Aaron Hernandez, but I think that correlation between a football player and having the legal issues that they had, I think Aaron Hernandez would be my answer. And I was thinking, what other big trials have there been that you would remember? And the Menendez brothers is one. Casey Anthony is the other one, but outside of that, I don't know who is there. I don't know if there'll ever be another case that completely captures the nation like that did because of all of the things that were in play that I think brought so much attention to it.
I think the interesting thing when you try to draw a comparison to OJ, Tausch, is like, you know, we've had pro athletes or other high profile people turn bad. I mean, Darren Sharper, former Packer, locked up for sexual assault and other things like that. But like OJ was like this beloved figure. He was already retired and sort of took on
actor,
that thing.
Broadcaster.
Yeah, right. Everybody just loved the guy. And then just really, OJ did that?
Yeah, I remember. There's no way, because you think, and this again is why it's really dangerous to just assume you know anybody that isn't someone in your inner circle, because people can fool you. And I think everybody thought, oh, OJ, he's fun loving, he's gregarious, he's not, you know, he's got all these commercials, he's doing all this stuff, and then you find out that there's a whole other side to him. So I think that's the thing that I learned probably. That was one of the things amongst many that I think the general public kind of got to go. But let me ask you guys this. I remember exactly where I was when they were chasing him down. It was, you know, what did you say, 30 years ago? I was in the back of a pickup truck. We were out, and it was, we actually were listening to it on the radio, trying to kind of hear what was going on. And I don't know, was that a bigger deal, or because my parents would always say they remember when JFK got shot that day. And obviously that's a huge part of their growing up. Is it more where the trial or when the verdict came out or that chase?
For me, I remember when the verdict came out
and
only because I was in college at the time, Tausch, and we were literally in class and there was a ruckus in the hallway and people were pounding on classroom doors with signs that said not guilty. So, I mean, that one stuck with me.
Yeah, I remember I was sitting in a college, and they would not let us watch. I was in a military science class, which I don't necessarily know why I was in that class.
We're going to need to explore that again at a later date. So
yeah,
Pancake, make a note of that.
I think that was one of those where, hey, I need a couple credits. But we were in there, and the professor would not – we all knew the verdict was coming. And for whatever reason, he wouldn't let us watch the verdict. So we all knew this was some big seminal moment in our growing up, and they wouldn't let us check out what the verdict was. We didn't get to see it.
Bronco Chase 30 years ago today. Thanks, Tausch. Talk tomorrow.
See ya. You bet.